Hey there, friends, foes, enemies. Also, don't forget, men, women, children, and the new undecided gender category. You're not watching The Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Ellen, or Jimmy Corden Show. You're watching The Right Show Podcast. Now, all those other shows are on a strike right now. There's a writer's strike, so guess what? They're not even gonna have a show. Meanwhile, we are having a show. In fact, our show is going to be funnier than their show, and we don't need a writer. You've got one writer right here. Booyah! The strength comes from within. We don't need a team of dorks going, what do you think about this? I tweaked it here. Oh, that would be good, but you can add a little... No, we're not doing that, okay? We're going to make fun of everything right here, right now. AI makes fun of your favorite celebrities. You're going to laugh harder at that than you've laughed at Jimmy Kimmel's show for the last 2 years. Okay, we're going to talk about AI making your favorite celebrities black or white. Okay, very fun. Kamala Harris tosses a word salad that you won't believe. Target has to lock up their entire store to protect from BLM. And two BLM bandits try to harass a woman with their banana. That plus two comedy clips, it's all happening right here, right now, on The Right Show. Isn't this already better than those big mainstream shows? Yes. Welcome, YouTubers, Facebookers, podcasters. We've already received some donations in the Super Chats. You know, this is episode 109, and we've already brought in $100 in Super Chats. We have one thanks to Sadie Girl, and we have one right here thanks to Jamasp, which is a friend from Michigan. If it's the same Jamasp, there might be more than one. I want to tell you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and you can do that by leaving a tip in the bucket. Stars are on Facebook, Super Chats are on that. We got Reno Boy in the house, and it's been a lot of fun this week with him. The Right Show is not just a podcast, it's a support group for normal people. 109 episodes. YouTube was at 381,000 subscribers last week. Guess what? We get to crank that thing up to 385. Yes! So my goal is to get to 400,000 subscribers by the end of this month. That would be awesome. Very hard to do. Tell your friends to click the subscribe button. Facebookers, 220,000. Instagrammers, 125,000. TikTok, 137. Okay. Where do you live and what is your favorite Asian food? Please put that in the comments. I would love to hear it. You've got Panda Express. You've got orange chicken. You've got noodles. You've got Chinese food. You've got Japanese sushi. Yakisoba noodles. You've got hot pot. You've got Filipino food, balut is empire. We have Vietnamese food and so forth. Mine is Vietnamese food, okay? A lot of you may or may not know this, but I did a joke about Vietnamese food that went viral. 4 million views in the last 2 weeks. Therefore, I wanna show you the joke that inspired a whole line of merchandise. All that merchandise is now available on teespring.com/gofa, as in gofa yourself. Take a look at the joke and the full line of merch. During the pandemic, they shut down a lot of these restaurants. I was like, I have an idea for a Vietnamese restaurant. We'll make it a drive-through only Vietnamese restaurant. Drive-through only, you take the ingredients, you eat them at home. I already got the name picked out. Go pho yourself. Politicians like, you're not essential. Go pho yourself. We open. Vietnamese, that's my favorite kind of Asian. You know why I like Vietnamese? Because the food is delicious. They have a soup. It's spelled P-H-O. You ever heard of that soup? Yeah. Yep. When I went there, first time, I go, can I try your pho? The lady's like, it's not pho, it's pho. Then I realized the name of her restaurant was hilarious. It was Good For You. I'm like, damn, that's funny, man. I was like, this is good for me. That's good. But then I started looking for Vietnamese food all around the world. I went to Las Vegas. I kid you not, there's a lady there named Kim Long. So she opened her own restaurant and named it after herself. It's called Pho Kim Long. Accident? I don't know.
Isn't that a lot of fun? Rarely can one joke turn into a whole merchandise line. All of that merchandise and more is available in extra small, small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, 3X, 4X. We've got bags. We've got backpacks. We've got totes. We've got slides for slippers. So you could be decked out head to toe. Funny gift. Give it to a foodie in your family. But it is on teespring.com/GOPHO. Go pho yourself. Thank you for watching that. We'll be back with a whole lot more of the Riggedy Riggedy Right Show. Bam, bam, bam. Boba has to be enjoyed through a real straw. One time I went to a restaurant and I ordered the boba. They gave me a cardboard straw, and that inspired a whole new joke. Comedians don't sit down and write jokes. We live our life and the jokes come to us. This is what happened when I had to drink out of a boba cardboard straw. Now remember, boba, you need maximum suckage because you're trying to suck balls. And if I'm trying to suck big balls, I need big suckage power. That didn't sound right, but just watch the joke.
Everything, they're changing straws now. Straws, a technology we pretty much had perfected. One turtle ended up with a straw in his nose. California shut it down, the whole state. No more straws. We can't, no more straws. A turtle had a straw. I'm like, well, if he was smart, he could have snorkeled with it. It shouldn't have drowned. Okay. One turtle. Now they give you a paper straw. The first sip is all right. The second one, it's like you're licking the newspaper. By the third sip, the straw is dangly. Can I get some Viagra for my straw, please?
That is absolutely true. I couldn't suck the boba balls. I'm trying to suck these balls with my straw, and the straw was collapsing in on itself. It was very weakened, and it started to dangle. I needed a Viagra for my straw to suck the balls. It doesn't sound right, but you know what I'm saying, so please don't be gross. People know, okay? Be adults about this. This is a situation. Now, if you think I'm a comedic genius, there's one other guy funnier than all the late night show hosts. His name is Donald J. Trump. Okay, Donald Trump, much funnier than Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Corden, Jimmy Ellen, and Jimmy Oprah. Believe me, folks, he feels the same way I do about straws. Great comedic minds think alike.
They want to ban straws. Has anybody ever tried those paper straws? They're not working too good. Right? They want to ban straws. I said, well, you know, I've had a couple of meals at McDonald's, etc., over the years, right? Wendy's, friend of mine owns Wendy's. I'll give it a plug, right? Burger King. So they want to ban straws. I said, oh, really? What about the carton? What about the plate? What about the knives and the spoons that are plastic? Oh, they're okay. But the straws we got to ban. Has anybody ever tried? Seriously, the new straw is made out of paper, right? It disintegrates as you're drinking. If you have a nice tie like this tie, this would have no chance. By the time you get finished, the straw is totally disintegrated. Does anybody walk around with a plastic straw? Because it's not bad. You know, you whip it out, boom, boom. You never had to do that.
How awesome is that? So I'm doing jokes. Donald Trump is on tour. We didn't talk about our jokes. He didn't see me do mine, and I didn't. No, it's just people who think rationally write the best comedy. Comedy is great if you're a moderate or a conservative because it's about truth. Trump, Kayvon, hey, they want to take away our straws, but there's already plastic forks, knives, and plates. Then they give you the paper straws wrapped in plastic. Then you can't drink it. So now we're building a funny house on a foundation. What do you think, folks? Please put it in the comments if you enjoyed the breakdown of comedy. When we come back, a whole lot more of The Right Show Podcast. Subscribe. Upcoming tour dates have been added like crazy. You know, all the writers are going on strike, but I am going to continue writing new jokes, making people laugh coast to coast. My job doesn't stop just because a union decides that we all need to stop. No, I'm my own union. So come on down to Reno this weekend, Boca Raton, Vegas, Naples. We added San Francisco. Let's pull up the official tour dates. I think that would be even better. I'll read them to you and please say, oh, I live there. Or, oh, I have a friend who lives there. Or, my Aunt Jemima lives there. I would love to meet Aunt Jemima. Take a look. Let's make the screen a little bit bigger. There you go. Reno, Batavia, which is Chicago, kind of. Boca Raton, Naples, Las Vegas, Huntington Beach, Brea Improv, and we just added Long Beach, where Snoop Doggy Dogg is from. The capital S O Yes O Fresh and Double O P D O Double D Y Double Double. Okay. Oxnard, Monterey, California, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Phoenix, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Vancouver, and Edmonton, Canada. That's all happening. You can find those tickets on k-vaughncomedy.com. If your town isn't listed, don't just throw the name of your town out there. Why don't you bring me for a private event? I do those all the time. You might say, Kayvon, you didn't put Montana on your schedule. You didn't put South Carolina. You didn't put North Carolina. Take your t-shirt off and wave it over your head. It's like a helicopter. Well, you can bring me to your private event. Look, these lesbians invited me to their lesbian wedding. I'm not even a lesbian. We just have the same haircut.
Go perform at a wedding right now. Take a look.
They went on a website and they're looking for entertainers. Now, initially, we were negotiating for me to be a stripper. The budget kept getting lower and lower. We finally settled on comedy. How do you think?
That's what happens. Now, if you're wondering what is going on in the world today that's hilarious, we don't need a writing team. We need to just follow AI. Artificial intelligence has come to the mainstream. And you can put something into an artificial intelligence program and it kicks you back something very funny. You could have it write you a poem, a song, make a movie, tell them a scenario. Can you make a romantic comedy scene with the name Kayvon and the name Monique in it? And then boom, now you've got one of those, okay? And it's like, oh, look what we did. So I want you to check this out. AI, somebody said, can you make all my favorite white celebrities black and all my favorite black celebrities white? Okay, Hollywood, you're in trouble because this is funnier than anything you have ever written. Let's go through and you tell me, folks, I want you to judge and vote in the comments, who is your favorite AI swap? Is it Will Smith, the new AI generated version of Will Smith, who I believe looks a lot like he slammed into his co-star from that movie where he played that superhero? Don't you see the resemblance, folks? Okay, so you're gonna vote on, is it Will Smith as the funniest crossover? Is it Brad Pitt? More like Tar Pitt. Okay, now look here. He looks to me like the Black Power Ranger. So please put that in there. Do you think so far Will Smith was funnier as the crossover or Tar Pitt? Now look here. We have Tom Hanks. All right, looking like George Foreman or Evan Peters. Now Evan Peters, to me, looks a lot like Dave Chappelle doing a character. Thank you, thank you. Next, we got Seth Rogen.
Hey, Adam Sandler, you got some weed?
Okay, Seth Rogen to me be looking like Tyler Perry, Madea. Next, we have Eminem. Okay, now, Eminem Black. Thank you, AI, for doing this for us. Hilarious. Eminem Black, to me, looks a lot like that character from the movie Don't Be a Menace to Society While Drinking Your Juice in South Central. He was in a wheelchair. His name was Crazy Legs. So please go back and watch that movie and see if that reminds you of Eminem. Next, Kanye. AI-generated Kanye. To me, AI-generated Kanye looks a lot like Jeremy Piven. Now, folks, remember, you're supposed to be voting on which one is your favorite crossover. I know you're going to do that in the comments, and we're going to go through those. We got Oprah Winfrey in the house, y'all. If she believes there's racism, then she believes that if she looked like this, she would have twice as much money as she has now. If you believe there's white privilege, which I don't, Oprah Winfrey is already a multi-billionaire. If she looked like that, what would she have? An extra $20 billion because of white privilege? No. This woman has less money than her, because that is Carrot Top. Okay, who needs Hollywood writers when I can do this for you, folks? Next, we have Tupac Shakur. Now, y'all tripping, and y'all be trifling with this one. How the hell is that Tupac Shakur? It doesn't look anything like Tupac Shakur. And why is he wearing that outfit? He never wore that on an album cover or anything. I believe they just made a mistake, and AI thought Tupac Shakur was Jesus. We have Elon Musk, who, if you ask me, Elon Musk looks like a crossover between two black celebrities. Try and tell me that's not Tiger Woods and Dr. Dre. Thank you. All right, folks, let's do one more, okay? There was a president who said, hey, man, not a joke. If you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. Well, if too many people vote for Joe Biden, he turns black. Now people say, Kayvon, black Joe Biden, that reminds me of somebody. Yeah, because black Joe Biden is Uncle Ben. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed. Let's find out who you voted for in the comments as your favorite crossover. Let's give you a rundown without all the little jokes and jabs in between. And we'll go backwards since we already went forward. We got Black Joe Biden. If you vote for him, you ain't white. We got Elon Musk looking like Dre and Tiger Woods. We got Tupac Jesus Shakur. We have Oprah White Free. We have Con No. And we have Eminem, the chocolate kind. We have, of course,
Seth Rogen.
And let's not forget, Evan Peters, y'all. Evan Peters as Dave Chappelle. Tom Higgity Hanks. And of course, we have Tar Pit. And finally, Will slap your ass if you turn me white. Keep my white name out your mouth, Smith. Folks, please vote in the comments. I can't wait to see what you guys do with that. Thank you for tuning in. We got a whole lot more of The Right Show. Stick around. Kamala Harris tosses a word salad that nobody can understand. Now, we all know she loves to toss salad, but try to figure out what she's saying and watch how you don't get smarter after hearing her speak. You get dumber.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past but the future.
Okay, a little piece of advice for the ladies. When you want to make the first ever of something, like the first ever female vice president, make sure she's the best woman. That way we watch it and go, geez, why haven't we been doing this for the last 47 vice presidents? This was so good. In fact, we messed up, y'all. We could have had this for the last 47 presidents, too. Stop the presses. Get rid of George Washington, George Bush, George everybody. Let's go with Kamala Harris-type women so our country can be great. But we see that that is not possible. Thank you, Kamala Harris, for reinforcing the ceiling. It's going to be hard to break past that. Now, ladies, you got to put your best foot forward, not your camel toe forward. We're going to be right back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Don't go away. Two BLM bandits try to harass a store clerk with a banana. Is this your first time on Earth, guys? You're buying a banana and you're harassing the store clerk and she has to quit on the job. You'll never see anything like this except for on The Right Show.
Can I have your banana to ring up for him? Huh? I need a banana to waste, so may I use that banana so I can charge you? All right, I'm done.
Nobody can do their job when there's a BLMer in the room. No one can get an education when there's a BLMer in the room. Your company cannot thrive when there's a BLMer. You cannot have a peaceful protest with BLMers. So this is what happens. Now you've told them that they're victims. They can do what they want. It's that everyone's racist against you. Now can I ring up your banana?
Let me eat it first. There, you can weigh up the peel. I just took my reparation in my mouth.
Okay, then she goes, I need to weigh one banana so I can ring it up.
Oh, okay, you can weigh half of my banana.
This is peak intelligence for BLM, and I'll tell you what, because of actions like this, and at least they went through to pay for the banana peel, most of them don't even have that decency, and because that Target has decided to lock up their entire store, Walgreens locking up the entire store. Well, they said it was racist because only the dark shades of makeup were locked up. Only the Afro picks were locked up. The only things that were locked up in any store were the curling gels and the different items that BLM loves to steal.
Well, that's racist.
So just to be not called racist anymore, Target has locked up the entire store. Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, the whole store. Bubblegum, a Snickers bar. Everything is behind the glass. You know what would be easier than locking everything behind the glass? Just lock the BLMers in prison and then we can open up all the stores.
So that is the radical white supremacy that we're talking about, where everywhere you go, there's white supremacists, but only in Oakland and Baltimore and St. Louis and in Detroit do we have to lock up the entire Target store. Because I tell you this, folks, when I go to Aliso Viejo, there is no BLMers and there is no locks on any products because we want to pay for our products. We love the convenience of going into a store and they have exactly what you need for your ears or your teeth or your eyes or a blanket or a pillow. BLM looks at that and goes, that's reparations. So we have to be very, very careful. All right, when we come back, there's a whole lot more of The Right Show, and we're gonna actually lighten the mood with some comedy clips. That's what we need now more than anything. The left tries to tear us apart. We're gonna laugh our way back to sanity. So this was really funny to me, and I really enjoyed looking at this. The new comedy special I have is called Essential. Because Dr. Anthony Fauci said there's some employees and people working that are not essential. We ask that you stay home. We'll mail you $600 every 6 months, and you stay home and do what's best for the country. And, but some people, they are essential. They have to go to work. People who are essential are me, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all the politicians. We are very essential. And it's very essential that Lori Lightfoot gets a haircut. Because she's a very hygienic woman, very clean, unlike you. You don't need that. You should stay home. And also Nancy Pelosi. And we need to have nice dinners at nice wineries called the French Laundry. So Gavin Newsom's restaurants are essential. But your business is non-essential. Okay? I'm an exploit. So that idiot called me non-essential, and I couldn't work for 2 full years. And I found little ways around it, but it took a 89% chunk out of my paycheck. Well, I'm trying to like live my life over here. So I named my whole comedy special Essential. And I hope you'll enjoy the comedy special because it's going viral and people are watching on YouTube and everything. But why just watch it 4 minutes at a time? Why not go on my website, order it, and then you can enjoy it and you put a couple bucks, it's 12 bucks, but you get a 1 hour comedy special for 12 bucks. I don't go on strike. Okay, I don't complain to you. I don't have writers. I do it all myself, and I hope you'll enjoy the full special, but I like to give you sneak peeks like a drug dealer, you know what I'm saying? I give you a little of that sample that, you know, and if you like what you see, I got that supply. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy my special, a little snippet.
Yell that. Another time I got yelled at a show. This was crazy. I perform, and a lot of international fans will come see me sometimes. Not in Arizona, but other places. And I did a show, and 6 Muslim women came because they like my YouTube channel, and they got the VIP. They sat right in the front row, and they were wearing the full, Bed Bath & Beyond. They had it all. Let me tell you, it wasn't just the hijab, it was the whole, and you could tell which one was the slutty one. She had the fitted sheet. She did. Now, here's what was weird about the show. We're having so much fun, everyone's laughing, and halfway through my show, the 6 women started talking, and it was going well, and they just started talking, and they agreed, and they were kind of, no, yeah, yeah. And then they all got up at the same time and went to different corners of the room and rolled out a rug and started praying. Yeah, and it made me nervous. People are like, why were you nervous? So, because you think they're terrorists? I'm like, no, I'm a comedian. I thought I was bombing. Me! You thought them, me! Comedians bomb too. Like, no matter what religion you are, it would have made me nervous. If you're like, dear Jesus, this guy's not funny at all, I'd have been like, all right, the Christian hates me. In this case, it was Muslims. Dear Allah, give him more haha. Please, Allah. Why did we pay full price for this? It's better on YouTube. Allah, more haha. I'm glad you laughed at that. I got banned from 3 comedy clubs for that joke. I will never play Portland or Seattle again.
So, were they paying to see me or praying for me? During my actual comedy show, true story, a couple women, 5 women got up, went to different parts of the comedy club, rolled out a rug, and started praying. And I'm on stage thinking I'm doing great, and now they're praying. I'm like, okay, so am I bombing now? Are they like, dear Allah, please give him more haha. He is so much better on the internet. Why did we travel so far to get VIP front row ticket to the... Okay, anyway, very funny joke, and that's the kind of joke where
When a radical leftist, when a Democrat hears it, they want to actually kill you. And I'm not kidding. This is not hyperbole. Kill you for telling that joke. So what we do is very risky, and I hope you enjoy. Now, other people want to kill you sometimes. Sometimes women want to kill you if a date goes poorly. Oh, yes. And if a date goes wrong, watch out, folks. Now, luckily, I enjoy when a date goes wrong because I used to be on a show called Disaster Date, and I would get paid to go on bad dates, and it looks a little something like this.
An IT manager obsessed with gadgets. I'm gonna even use my wristwatch to tally up the bill. This date's gonna be more than you bargained for.
Hey, don't put this stuff too close to these, though. Just be careful.
Thank you.
This is high technology. They're, like, really expensive, so... Sorry. Yeah. Some people, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen a mini cam? Oh, shit, you eating. Mm-hmm. This is for my blog. Hey, everybody. We're here on the cam. It is a 1080 HDI with 480p. We are eating with Jordan. And she's eating a turkey sandwich we found on Yelp. It was the most delicious. She loves those chips. But these aren't semiconductor microprocessing chips. We're going to talk about those tomorrow. Until then, this is Corey signing out. That was going to be really good.
I love that line. She loves eating chips. But these are not micro. I don't even know what I said. But honestly, I would prepare for those dates and I would write down everything a computer nerd would know. So I said, these are not micro semiconductor processing chips. Those we're going to talk about next Wednesday on the blog. And by the way, that show was filmed, I don't know, 10 years ago. And blogging wasn't as popular. And here we are doing it. So good thing I had practice a decade ago. And now this is what I do every week with you. I was ahead of the curve. That's what I'm trying to say. Ahead of the curve. Folks, let's go check on your comments. Thank you for all the donations. That pretty much concludes the right show. We do freedom of speech here. We have freedom to make fun of whoever we want. If you liked the show, you put a super chat in there. They've already done it. Thank you so much, everybody. But you can do more. If you don't like super chats, which are on YouTube, you can do stars on Facebook. If you don't like stars, you can go on GoFundMe.com/KVonComedy or Venmo at KVON-KVON. And there's something I need to tell you. On Cash App, somebody has stolen my name. Now, my name on Cash App is $KVON comedy with one Y. This guy added a second Y. He appears up first. If you go on Cash App and go $KVON comedy, the guy with the two Ys appears first. And a couple people bought my t-shirts and go, hey man, I just sent you the money. This guy stole my picture too, this Nigerian. So I'm like, oh, you did? I'm checking, I don't see it. He goes, no, I sent it. I'm not gonna call my customers a liar. It turns out my customers were not lying. They had sent the money to the Nigerian dude. So please be careful. And if you have Cash App, I would love if you would go on there and just click report. Report as a fraud. Because that guy, KVON Comedy with two Ys, he took my photo, the same photo I use, and put it there. And his name appears above mine. And I would love for you to hit report. This is a scammer. Report. This is a fraud. If you did that, that's even better than you give me $5 because that could help me down the road not get robbed. Thank you all so much for your one-time donations. Visit your local podcast subscription service. Your comments are about to go on the screen and we're going to acknowledge them as the ending music plays. Thanks for watching The Right Show. We'll see you next week.